Central Victoria's gold for your Saturday, Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes. A sunny day across Central Victoria today, Bendigo atop of 28 degrees, Ballarat 22. 8 minutes past eight, and good morning, Joe Baker from Righteous Park.
Good morning, Al. How are you going?
Really good. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Now, you had an email through the week for the dog spot from Simon from Echuca.
Yes, I did. A great question. He's about to buy his family for Christmas a brand new little pup.
Very nice.
And he wants to know how he does that so he has a pup in his home for life, which is a great responsible pet owner question. And I'm about to give a few tips.
Okie doke. I'm ready
for
this.
So firstly, when you go to pick a pup, make sure you see the mum and the dad if the mum and the dad are available, because they'll tell you about the genetics of the dog. So if you see dad's, you know, can barely move with his left leg, his back legs, then it gives you a hint about what your pup might be experiencing down the track.
Okay.
Or if you see mum's not very friendly with other dogs, again, a lot of those things are connected genetically as well. So seeing mum and dad gives you a good snapshot of what you might be dealing with. When you see the litter of pups, the first thing most humans do is they smile and they're so happy, because puppies make us feel really, really good.
Yeah.
They release oxytocin in our brains and we just love them, can't get enough of them. But what you want to look for is you want to look for that dog that is just seems, has a good sense in himself. You know, he's neither cowering in the corner nor coming up and barking and telling you off.
Mm-hmm.
They're also indicators of a scale of reactivity. So you want to pick the pups that are in the middle. Unless you've got really good skills or you've got some training background, you want to pick the pups that have acknowledged you, tails wagging, come to say hello, very polite about it. That's the start, that genetic start of a good dog. So that's where you want to start from. Then once we get the dog home, I often say to families, make sure you decide in advance what the rules for home are going to be.
Okay.
I have made 1,000 mistakes, Ali, with the pups that I have raised. One of those being when my beautiful Charlie Ann Marie Teresa Baker was a little puppy, I would let her, because I'm a larger woman, I would let her jump up onto my kneecap so she'd be standing off the ground, and she was only a pup and it made it easy for me to pat her as well, but I didn't quite process what that would look like when she was a 40 kilo Labrador dog.
Yeah.
And of course, I had dog trained her to jump up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to untrain that, and that's very unfair on a dog because she learnt that because I rewarded it. So make sure you have the rules. If the dog's allowed, if you're going to be a family, and I'm one of those families, I love my dog coming up onto the couch, but make sure you put a command word to it so your dog doesn't just assume it's always okay. The dog has to have permission to come up onto the couch. That way you're setting those beautiful behaviours so that you're going to have this dog that's so easy to live with that that dog has a full life in that family. Then you need to start doing training. And I would find a really good, talk to your friends and families about where they've gone for puppy training,
mm-hmm.
and find a good quality early puppy training. Often vets do it. Some pet stores do it, but sometimes that can be a ruse for let me sell you something. So just make sure the quality's there, your pup's going to get to socialise with other dogs, and just check out what's available and what they're going to learn. But what if I was a new puppy owner, I would want something that's going to teach me about how I understand my pup,
mm-hmm.
what the body language the pup's using,
sure.
So I have a language. And also I want to get those basic skills, so sit, down, wait, all those kind of skills I want to start building in with the help of my puppy school. So that's another important factor when you go to get a dog.
Some great advice there for Simon in Echuca, and in fact for anyone who's thinking about getting a puppy. But I guess the thing also we should be pointing out now, a puppy is for Christmas, but it's not just for Christmas.
Exactly right. And lots of beautiful meaning, big-hearted people buy a pup for their mum because maybe mum just lost a dog, but maybe also she's not ready for another dog. Mm-hmm. So always make sure that the person you're thinking of buying a pup for is ready for a pup and is ready for the next 15 years of life of that pup. And also, it's very important. I've had an amazing dog. Charlie is an amazing dog. If suddenly I lost Charlie and it's a new pup, it's very important I don't try and make the new pup Charlie. Mm-hmm. Because then I lose both ways. So make sure the person wants it. Make sure you get a breed that's right for you. Mm-hmm. If your family's couch potatoes and that's how you roll, don't go and buy a border collie, because that border collie needs time and attention, activity, and you set yourself up to lose. And there are so many dogs that are surrendered, dumped and euthanized, not because they have any health concerns, but because people didn't put in that early training and didn't set that dog up to win, and it's heartbreaking for everyone. So please really do your homework.
If you've got any questions that might actually come off the back of what you've talked about today, Joe, you can email Joe via the website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It might be about your existing dog. It might be about the dog you hope to get. Joe can answer all your questions, can't you?
Love dog questions. There's no silly questions. Please write in and give me some curly ones.
Indeed. By the way, just very quickly, how did you go with the tin rattle last weekend,
Ellie,
for Larches Pups?
It was fantastic. We had over 70 volunteers. On the Sunday it rained and they refused to go home. There was a man from that we've dubbed Strathman who donated, went home, brought back a whole chunk of more coins and $850 notes, and all up we raised $9,755. And thank you so much for everybody who donated, and for those volunteers, you guys are legends. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for those volunteers, a job well done. There you go, a round of applause. That's brilliant. Over $9,000.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Joe, as always, wonderful to see you. Enjoy your weekend, and you'll be back with Sean next week.
Absolutely, I will. And thanks for having me, Ellie.
Absolute pleasure, mate.